The first reading is from Acts, page 1111. Acts 16:9-15. It's Paul's second journey, and it's happening, by the way, I think, about AD 50. So it's very, very early on. Verse 9. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace. And the next day, we went on to Neapolis. From there, we travelled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia. We stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira, named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay in my house." And she persuaded us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now, if we then move back to page 1082, not very many pages back, you'll find John 14, verse 23. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away, and I am coming back.' If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe." This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, whether speaking or listening, I pray that we may receive that new insight into these your words. Amen.
Amen.
The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I told you. Both the readings for today are the set ones for this Sunday. I haven't especially chosen them. As ever, I've followed the lectionary. But when I started looking at these readings, I realized how appropriate they are. They're both about people leaving one community and going to another. Our reading to Acts is about Paul, who is being called to a new place to proclaim the gospel. And our reading from John's gospel comes from what is known as the farewell discourse. It's that conversation Jesus has with his disciples to prepare them for his leaving. This conversation begins in chapter 13 and continues as far as chapter 17. The disciples fear for the future. And throughout these four chapters, Jesus is trying to teach them and to reassure them. He tells them that they will not be alone, as he will send them someone to help. Just before this passage, in verse 16, we read, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor or advocate to be with you, the Spirit of Truth." So the disciples will not be alone. "The advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I told you." And I suppose it's inevitable, as we prepare to move away from Bourne End after nearly 40 years, that I should be looking back over my life. And as I was preparing this sermon, I started thinking about how I became a Christian. I've always been impressed, and if I'm honest, a little wary of people who could tell me the precise time that they became a Christian. Sometimes they can tell me the exact day, almost to the second. Wow, that's wonderful. But I'm afraid I can't do that. As far back as I can remember, I've always been at least a nominal Christian. But then, as I thought about it, I realized that none of us is actually born a Christian. We can't become a Christian by long walks on our own, or just by sitting down and thinking about it. We do not become Christian by being born in the right part of town or having perfect parents. We're not Christian by some innate natural feeling that you brought into the world when you were born. Each of us has to be led to this faith. Somebody's had to find a way to tell us the good news, so that we hear this news as good. Someone has got to teach us. Somebody has got to make us Christian by telling us a story that we can't tell ourselves. Somebody's had to hand it over, and we've had to receive it. Every person here had to receive the faith from someone else. Whether that was your parents or your teachers or your vicar, someone had to teach you about Jesus. No Christian is self-created. Each one of us believes only on the basis of having received the gospel from some evangelist sent by God to hand over the truth about God. And of course, this is the role of the Holy Spirit, the counselor or the advocate or whichever translation you read. That is the person who creates this mysterious and sometimes unconscious way that we are all given all that we need to know to be a faithful disciple. Christians are nothing without the Holy Spirit. And in the gift of the Spirit, Jesus promises to give us what we need to be faithful. And we can see from today's gospel that this gift is given to us by Jesus, but the counselor, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said. I certainly find it very reassuring to hear that the Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you. As I say, none of us is born Christian. We must learn this faith. And in the Holy Spirit, we see that God loves us enough to teach us all we need to know about God. This counselor reminds us that here is truth we cannot teach ourselves. And it's easy to think like a Christian when you are sitting in the confines of a church. We spend most of our lives outside this sacred place. But thankfully, the Advocate is with us forever, at all times and in all places, helping us to be the disciples Jesus calls us to be, reminding us of things we might otherwise forget. When I look back, I can see that there have been times when I've been aware of this advocate, the Spirit working. Other times, it slipped into the background and I've not been aware of it. And it's only now, when you look back, as I've been doing lately, that you see that you can only see the result of this Holy Spirit that's been quietly working in your life. Some 25 years ago, Sunnyside held one of the first Alpha courses in the country. And after much pressure from the then vicar, Stephen Breukelman, for someone from Bourne End to go and attend, my dear friend Gladys and I were persuaded to go along. Both Gladys and I had an electrifying experience at the weekend away. I think we both felt our faith rejuvenated and restored. I well remember the conversation we had in the car coming home from Welwyn Garden City. We must tell people, we thought. And I think that's probably the clearest example of the Holy Spirit working in my life. The Holy Spirit was working with and through this Sunnyside community to organise that Alpha course. But it actually took another 20 years before I actually did something about it. It was then that I decided to put myself forward as training for a reader. And that has led me into the fortunate position of being able to do the things I really love doing. Leading worship and preaching in both of these parishes, but also, as you know, and as I keep on about, also at our second home in Ireland, where in the Diocese of Limerick and Killaloe. It's also enabled me to become a police chaplain to the Hertfordshire Police, and it's also enabled me to do my radio work, hopefully spreading the faith, both here and in Ireland. All this came about after Alpha and becoming a reader. So this counsellor has been with me, just as Jesus promised, walking alongside me, prompting others to help and to teach me. And I suppose in that way, that's just how Jesus, the teacher, speaks to us today. As Christians, we're all beginners, we're all amateurs, we're always work in progress. But Jesus never expects us to walk his narrow, demanding way alone. He doesn't expect us to have the right words to say to others on our own. He gives us his Holy Spirit to continue to teach us and to reassuringly guide us. He gives us people, friends, to help us, to guide us on this journey. So you at Sunnyside and Bourne End have all been part of this. And I thank you for taking this journey with me and teaching me along the way. And I will finish with this prayer of blessing, which I usually like to end a service with. And it is my prayer for you all. May the road rise up to meet you. May the sun always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Amen. And thank you.
Before we sing our next song, let's just take a moment to reflect on our own lives and see where the Spirit has been at work in us, and to thank God for that.